This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Everybody's in a Friday mood. Hope you're in a great Friday mood. The weekend is finally here, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend, too. Just like nice and warm, like great days. Everything's starting to bloom. Your hay fever's acting up. It's paradise. Are the people in a good mood, Vin?
Yeah, let me show you a couple things first, because I'd mentioned when we were talking about shorts, the knee-high socks, and yeah. I had a flashback of these Star Wars socks I remember getting gifted. Of course, you forget this, but you know, when you're a kid, you wear what you're bought.
Yes.
Because you're a kid.
Yeah, you don't go to the mall yourself, right.
So while I wasn't really, I did like Star Wars for sure, but this is one of the things that I had a flash of. So here's the Chewbacca sock.
Oh, solid. That's a physical picture.
Picture socks. Now I get it.
Full on picture. It's not just he's stitched into the weave. All right. There's a big yellow top to this tube sock, and then underneath that is an actual like photograph right. Sewn on. That's not at all what I was expecting. Boy, you really had some crappy relatives buying you those things. Oh, picture socks. Mom, can you take those off with the seam ripper? Oh, look at that. It's R2-D2. Star Wars official.
Oh.
So that's what I was thinking of when I was trying to explain that is
these, you had both of those, huh?
Yeah, I mean they're bad socks. They, as you mentioned, in fact, in the picture of the first sock I showed you, they're stretched out. Those are used clearly, and those socks are ruined. That ends up just being this big pile of stuff around your ankles.
Mm-hmm. Just no waiting point. To slip underneath your heel and down into the bottom of your foot to make walking real comfortable.
Right. Anyway, maybe some of you remember those socks from the 70s.
Where's our old-timey music while we're talking about old-timey stuff? Like tube socks?
It's too late. I'm about to
Pictures
move on.
Of Chewbacca.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys mentioned. Hey, gang, listening to yesterday's podcast, check out Dairy Girls on Netflix. It's Irish. We put the closed captioning on because of the accents.
We
half
did that
hour
too.
Show, yeah. Half hour sitcom, so funny. Two seasons so far.
Yes, it is quite funny. Yes, Dairy Girls is very
All
funny.
Right.
It's very, it's just these girls, and the accent will kill you. It's so, it's hysterical. Very cute.
Well, you know, I also put my nickname, Taylor Swift, up on the screen today. Mm-hmm, and it's Irish spelling alone is enough to make you go crazy.
It truly is.
Very strange.
She says her name's Sharon, but I don't believe her.
Oh,
there's
in the
14
show.
Letters in that. I don't know if it's in the show. I'm just mean in general. The Irish spelling is like, no, it is. So will you guys please learn how to talk? Come on. Or spell anyway.
Good morning and happy Friday. You all made my morning. You all made my mornings since 1999. Aww. So thanks for the laughs. My husband is a high school football coach, and he says shorts can be worn no matter how cold. LOL.
Oh, all right. Well, good to
and
know.
And always clean socks and underwear. Yikes. Yeah,
yes,
I agree.
Always clean underwear. Socks, I don't know. You know, I can wear them again.
I think socks are underwear. I think that they all just fall under the one time.
They
wear.
Don't. They're, you know, there's the certain things are against your crack, and other things are just against the bottom of your foot. And I didn't wear them for that long, and there they are. I'm just going to pull those on rather than have to wash another pair. Underwear, totally different story. That is right up against your stuff. That it's just no.
Sarah, I have 650 to the rescue.
Okay.
Sarah, I have totally had cold butt cheeks.
Oh.
When I go running and it's really cold out and I come back and jump in the shower, same thing. I notice that my butt cheeks are cold.
Oh, thank God. It's not just me.
You would think the additional blood flow
yeah.
that they would be warm.
But I'm thinking there's like a fat layer there that keeps the heat in and the cold out. Just, you know, there's something that I'm like, this feels like dead skin. It actually feels so cold I could be dead.
One
if
of
they
the
were checking my
things,
temperature, they would be, they'd think, oh, God, this woman has died.
I encounter this quite a bit, actually. I will go out surfing in really freezing cold water in
yeah.
freezing cold air, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah,
after
yeah.
I leave the water and I'm changing out of my wetsuit, I feel warm,
oh.
even though it's freezing out. So I'm sitting there with my shirt off and only covered by a towel as people drive by, and they must be thinking, you're insane, it's 30 degrees. But it actually feels warm by comparison to where I've been, so
right. yeah.
it's a strange moment.
We're able to fool ourselves. Our body goes, oh, this is... They say, like, if you have frostbite, you wouldn't want to put hot water on that, or even warm water.
Right.
They start with cold water and slowly mm-hmm. turn up the heat.
Vinny, I loved Mindhunter. So sad it's not coming back. Read John Douglas's books. He was the one who started the profiling unit at the FBI.
Hmm.
Hmm. Just wrapped up Ted Lasso last night, says 415. Epic show. Lots of mixed emotions going on during the season. Every time I see Sudeikis now, I think of Lasso. Oh, the same way I see Forrest Gump when I see Tom Hanks. Did you say they're going to do a season two?
Yes. In fact, I believe it's in production. It's so good. It's really worth your time. I always think about Schmidt's Creek when I think about Ted Lasso, in that they're both absurd, but the charm is real. Like, they're dumb, absurd characters in absurd situations, and they have committed to playing this character who is experiencing this dumb, impossible situation, and there's some charm that just really shines through.
I would agree. Also, it's very freeing to watch something that's just mindless.
About good people and good times and doing the right thing.
Right, but it doesn't have that the political
yes.
feel. It doesn't have that
zero
weight.
Of that.
There's not even the little undertone thrown in of wink, wink, orange guy or whatever thing that makes you stressed out. It's just, here's the show. Watch it.
And it's sweet and funny.
It's simple. Right.
It's
I like
wonderful.
It.
Ted Lasso on Apple Plus, I think.
On Zoom, I wear a shirt and tie and I'm always naked from the waist down. No, you're not, you liar. Nobody sits on their chair with right. I was going to say empty butt cheeks, but...
uncovered butt cheeks.
Uncovered butt cheeks. Empty butt cheeks is something totally else.
Yeah. And if you do, you should warn people, don't sit in my chair. I sit there naked. Mm. See that stripe down the middle?
Oh, come on, Sarah.
Just saying.
I'm a receptionist for a large firm, and I need people to go back to work. I cannot work from home. I'm still employed. It's a great company. But it sounds like that's... There's long days of doing nothing at home waiting for work to come back. I live in Montana. After a really cold winter, people would be wearing shorts and a tank top and flip-flops, and it's 40-degree weather. LOL. Yeah, I guess if you're coming out of, you know, below zero. That's why I always expect Clarkies from the East Coast, from Boston, where it's freezing.
Yep.
And now she wears a parka indoors. I don't get it. Doesn't
make
any sense.
Always cold now. You know, that you just adjust to it. When I first moved to Florida from Massachusetts, it'd be 60 degrees out and I'd be in a short and shorts and a tank top. And my brother, who'd been living there since he started college, would be like in a parka, in a coat. I'm like, it's 60 degrees. He goes, yeah, it's freezing. Like, I think your blood just thins out. You just, your tolerance changes. I would hope that if I ever moved back to someplace wintry that I'd, my thick blood would come roaring back.
I hope so.
I certainly do.
Otherwise,
too,
you're going to
Vermont is going to be very cold if I I can't figure that out.
Oh, I'm a curvy 37-year-old Japanese Spanish woman with a pear shape. Mm. Yes, my butt cheeks and thighs get cold. I bring an extra sweater for my butt's warm. For my butt's warm while walking.
Oh,
that's her sweater.
She wraps it around her butt. Yeah, that's nice.
She's saying because she has a big butt, it gets cold.
Maybe.
Don't understand why your butt specifically gets cold when
it's my butt and legs.
Yeah,
they get really cold. And it's not that they're uncomfortably cold. You don't even notice that they're cold. It's just if you happen to touch them as you get in the shower, you touch them and go, oh, my God, they're like, it's like dead meat hanging off the back of me.
Dead meat?
It's just so, it's so cold, Vinny. It's really weird. Huh.
My entire body is freezing when I get back. I mean, but I feel good because I just got back from exercising, like on a Saturday morning. I'm
like when you, now you get
freezing,
up early
but
and go on your bike
rides?
I feel
hot. I feel like good. If I touch Anita, though, she's like, oh, my God, you're ice cold.
Right.
You know?
I've totally had a cold bum after a walk. We call it an assicle.
Oh, an assicle. Oh, now I know the correct terminology. Well, that is, see, I told you I wasn't making this crap up. It's an assicle.
Actually, a lot of people are writing in now. Okay, so Sarah, here are the minions. There's a lot of them. Hey, Sarah, I do understand the cold butt cheeks. Yes, my butt cheeks get cold, too. I've always thought that everyone experiences that.
Turns out some people don't. Or maybe they just don't touch their butts. You know, I'm just constantly touching my butt. I'm always like feeling it like, oh, God, my butt. Oh, it's amazing.
Lucky. Is that right?
Oh, my thighs. Oh, my butt. Oh, my thighs and butt. Oh, butt, thighs, thighs, butt. Oh, boy, they're very chilly. I have an assicle today. Whoa.
Nice. Huh?
Your inner thoughts are weird.
You're invited in. Come on.
Well, no, I mean, we were just there for inner it, thoughts. I guess. When I lived in Maine, my neighbors were out in shorts when it hit 50 degrees with wind. As a California native, I'd be bundled in a down jacket as they waved and declared, what a beautiful day it was.
Yeah. Breathe in, you're wealthy.
Police officer here. I get my first shot next week while my wife, the teacher, just got hers yesterday. Yeah, it's happening.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You should be starting to know people who are getting shots, and it's nice to know that. I know Sandy's getting her shot today.
So exciting.
Go, Mom.
And Maka has had both of hers, right?
Maka, I believe, has had the first one, and I think she gets the second one, like, any minute now. And then also her dad, Party, he got his first one this week, too.
Oh, that's great.
It's going around. It's cool.
It's just,
finally,
get to me. Hurry up. I'm ready. My arm's already out.
I didn't hear this specifically, but it's in quotes, so I'm assuming you called someone in your family Assy McFingerstink. OMG, I laughed out loud. I love you, Sarah.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't want to say who. It was Sean. But it's, you know, when you have a certain finger stink, it's, you get the name. We all had names. We, you know.
408 says, Vinny and his, you're picking your butt. I can't stop laughing. You know, picking your butt used to be a thing. Like, you'd say, you know, someone would say, what are you doing? I'm picking my butt. Like, just sort of a way of saying I'm not doing anything. Never, no,
no,
you never
twiddling,
had that?
Twiddling my thumbs was something, you know. I'm
not okay.
Just sitting here twiddling my thumbs. I would never be picking my butt, but I guess that is something you'd do without thinking about it, right? Just do, picking butt, ass and butt.
Let's see. 707 says, I make both my kids, about your kids' ages, Vinny, take a bath every night because it's part of our calm down routine for bed.
Mm.
Whenever we accidentally miss the bath, they are like wild animals when it's time for bed. Yeah, I mean, I right. Yes.
Mm. You should get a cage for those wild animals.
I actually, when we got the crate for the puppy, the first thing both kids had to do was climb in there. So I do have pictures of them caged, actually. And I sent them off to my mom because I know she won't freak out. She knows that we love those kids, and I wasn't going to post them because people would be like, "Oh my God,
people would have lost their minds, Vinny."
We're sending a SWAT team in to save them. But I sent them to my mom. Do you like the new puppy? And she goes, "Oh my God, where do I get one?" So you know, it's cute, it's fun, right?
Orbs. You should get them each a kennel. Crate train them. those girls. Don't poop in your crate, okay? Good night. Kiss to the bar. See you tomorrow.
I'm a teacher, and I'm getting my first vax shot on Thursday.
All right.
I'm so excited. 510 says, currently team no bra. Mm.
Mm. How about those cans, huh? How about them?
Let them free.
Yeah, let those puppies free. Wagon in the wind.
Wagon in the wind? Oh, I see. You missed it then.
Yeah, he's fully, missing it. He's been,
what did I just see?
Nothing.
I didn't see it.
Fully just, wagging in the wind.
I just wagged him in the wind.
Fully just letting them wag. That's funny.
You I did mean, not.
I did.
You liar.
I did. No,
you didn't.
You can see through the sweater.
I feel like I'm going to trick you one of these times. You'll think I'm starting to read. Here I go.
He can't read a text now. Don't blink.
I want to say it never ceases to amaze me, but yet it does impress me how much the four of you can always come up with some fresh new show each day to share with us. It's almost like a new Seinfeld episode 5 days a week with our Alice family. Thank you for getting us through every week and each day within it. Love you guys.
Love you.
We're actually getting tired from shaking, waiting for him to look back up.
Oh,
I like every time I look back up, you're not doing anything. So
yeah,
what's the
I
point?
See, I'm watching you, so I don't do it.
A lot of people wrote in about Madison Beer or Bear, depending on. I'm not sure which way it's spelt. Which is
beer?
Is it
like
B-E-E-R.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it is like beer.
Yeah. Madison had a beer. Mm. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous, and she also sings songs.
Right. Can we please discuss how Nicole just last night learned the word ambulance is spelled backwards on the ambulance?
Yeah, I didn't know that. It's a long story.
What's to discuss? What did you guys, have a problem with her?
Was there another random hangout that I wasn't invited to?
You were invited to it, but you just weren't working.
We were trying to see if the camera was like mirrored or something, and then
oh, so now only half the team is doing so. Part of the
no, I jumped on, but then they were I made it a disaster because he wasn't set up for my Comrex, and it's just, you know, they're random hookups for a reason because randomly
completely
some of us
random
are available and some aren't. Although Brinny is the only one who is the constant,
never random,
because no one else can do these things.
Yeah.
It's random hookups with Bryn is what it should be called.
I didn't know that when you're in front of the ambulance that it's spelled backwards. So
yes, so that you can read it in your,
yeah,
in your rear
because
view.
Usually mm-hmm. when I hear it, I pull over. So I never have that
thought to look.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't pull over, it would pull up behind you and you'd look in your rear view and go, oh, there's an ambulance
spelled
behind me.
Spelled the right way,
yeah,
in my mirror.
Never,
how amazing.
Incredible. I better get out of the way.
Never knew that. See, random hookups, educational.
Mm-hmm. We learned that
for you apparently.
We learned that Nicole is a cannibal.
Oh God!
Oh, that's right.
So that was a good. That was a solid random.
What now?
She's a cannibal.
I don't get it.
Just what I said.
I'm not saying the word.
She's a cannibal.
Said it. We don't understand.
We don't understand why, but she kept saying how
a cannibal
she was. I missed
a word, and you know how that is, Vinny.
No, I don't.
Yeah, like when you say theater, you can't.
Oh,
oh! You needed to say, huh?
The low blows.
All right. Well, happy Friday, everyone.
Have a great Friday, you mother fathers. Woo!
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
That
on that
favorite
note, 707 says, Vinny also said Safeway properly a few weeks ago when telling a story. Oh,
no,
thanks.
Oh, I got to put Safeway on here. God, I forgot about Safeway.
Look, I grew
I
up.
I say Safeway now.
Yeah.
That's the way.
I grew up with one. We lived right next door to one, as in I played behind the Safeway every day of my life for the first 10 years. And they had the best cement for skateboarding back there. So.
Well, you'd think living so close to them, you'd know how to say it.
I think that's why I don't say it the right way. That's my point.
He lives by the Safeway.
Right. Parks are all open and the playgrounds with kids, they're all out there playing. I take my kids to the park like twice a month just to make sure I have hand sanitizer and they wear their masks and we're all good. Okay.
I'm glad. Look, everybody's got their level of comfort.
Going well.
Yeah.
Trying not to get killed by the missus, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the problem. You know, it's not so much what your personal level of concern is. It's the people in your house. We got the one guy who is just shakes his head at us. And oh, it's elder abuse, in my opinion.
Elder abuse.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to go.
He's rotten.
All right. On that note, have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening today. It's Friday. Oh, so good. That's how I feel on Fridays. Longer, better, faster, stronger, harder.
I hope you eat so much crab
that
your tummy is completely all filled up.
That is a nice thing to say. Thank you. I'll lick the butter off my fingers.
Yum.
And it's a workout, eating crab.
It is, I know.
Don't bite it.
Home. No, you, no, I don't. You break a tooth. Yeah, you break a tooth if you do it.
Right.
Sometimes you can do it. Yeah, haven't you ever like bitten down on a claw?
No.
And like, oh boy, I think I might have just cracked a tooth. That's not a good. Don't do it.
Yikes.
Use a cracker.
That's right.
Hey, Bryn and Nikki, we're gonna try and hook up and do our happy hour. This has kind of become a tradition.
Let's
for
go
us.
Crazy.
We're gonna go crazy.
Go crazy.
We're trying to actually keep it a little tamer. It's fun though because we get to hang out with listeners, and you know, sometimes we have them on and just find out what they're doing on their Friday night. Enjoy your weekend, Vinny. I hope you have a great one. I don't think you'll be licking butter off your fingers or anything, but you do have that new puppy, so that'll be fun.
I know I've got plenty to keep me busy, no doubt. I'll see you guys on Monday. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.